Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Matt Breitert, Senior Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Advisors in London. I've recently attended the 2019 PowerGen Asia, Asia Utility Week Annual Industry Conference with over 10,000 delegates from 60-plus countries held this year in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The key theme of this year's conference related to energy transition and how Asian regulators, utilities, and technology vendors are adjusting to the rapid changes underway within power markets, particularly related to sustainability issues, while maintaining adequate resources for robust power demand growth. I'll identify three key takeaways that have relevance to investors. The first is that while coal isn't over yet in Asia, it's rapidly being de-emphasized as an option for the future. Numerous speakers identified several issues making new coal capacity development difficult or even untenable, marking an enormous shift from the conference just 2 years ago, where coal was expected to be the leading fuel source for future power development in Southeast Asia. The problem issues for new coal include lack of depth of financing options, largely due to many Western and multinational banks, insurers, and even direct investors like pension funds and development agencies pulling out of the thermal coal and coal power-related markets. This relates primarily to sustainability initiatives by financial institutions, many of whom are signatories to UNPRI, which relates to the UN's Principle for Responsible Investing. Pushback from regional populations, in some cases against their own government, who don't want localized air emission pollution. High-profile campaigns against coal plant siting in Krabi, central Thailand, and Ho Chi Minh City in southern Vietnam in the past 12 to 18 months have had a radiating impact to other regulatory jurisdictions around Southeast Asia. Waning cost competitiveness. Between exceptionally low Asian LNG prices and visibility to attractive long-term gas prices, and surging renewable development at or below current grid cost parity, the long-term cost benefit of coal has slipped sharply. And the new one, large-scale electricity customers in Southeast Asia are starting to insist on access to lower carbon footprints in their supply chains, in particular power, in order to commit capital expenditures and manufacturing. In a recent meeting between Western-listed multinational corporations with the government of Vietnam, these manufacturers explained the necessity of lower carbon options for their business practices and sustainability measures, which in some cases relate to their own binding shareholder resolutions on sustainability goals. Nothing captures the attention of government officials quite like the risk of losing manufacturing and jobs to regional competitors because you built a bunch of coal plants. Vietnam is likely now pivoting sharply towards LNG imports and gas-fired power and renewables to power their future electricity needs, which are acute as power demand growth has clocked in at close to 8% in recent years. The second main takeaway is that electricity demand growth in Southeast Asia remains hot, driven by a confluence of continued manufacturing growth, large-scale building development, growing air conditioning penetration, and population growth. The over 4 billion inhabitants of the broader Asia-Pacific region are experiencing 3 to 8% annualized growth in power demand. And while renewables surely have a rapidly growing role to play, centralized grids will continue to rely on baseload needs for a large portion of this organic power demand growth. This is especially true as Southeast Asia has higher off-peak power demand than in the OECD, due in part to prevailing climate conditions. Third, electricity is taking market share inside of energy mix overall within Southeast Asia, much as it is globally. This is seen within many industrial activities, which are cheaper and less polluting using electricity, from precision manufacturing, making steel, to even mining. Electricity systems are highly controllable and offer discrete measurement and application in ways thermal energy systems cannot. The advantages include immediate availability, enhanced monitoring and remote control application, as well as enhanced torque-to-weight ratios for power robotic alternatives versus pneumatics. Unsurprisingly, new factories are getting the most modern bells and whistles on technology, and it's almost all electricity-related now. Lastly, on this electricity wins angle in Southeast Asia, while not a first-mover market for electric vehicles, there are nascent signs of new activity and support by governments who want to participate in the rapid technology trend change and or protect their domestic auto manufacturing industries, where global auto OEMs are clearly pivoting towards EV platform technology in the years ahead. This will drive further electricity demand from both a lower electric grid capacity base in place today, as well as faster growth in auto sales than almost anywhere in the world. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.